telling three people how on that day another story don't land for your remote when I won't make you know one or two about. I won't let you know how you fit take protect your mental health. Now question when people don't they ask us and now why I carry and contend that put for your remote. For the field of mental health, protective factors now elements or conditions when they reduce the risk of say person develop mental health disorder or when fit help person cope when they faced with hardship and stress. All these factors, then they play crucial role to promote strength, to improve well-being, and to promote psychological health. To understand and put all these protective factors in place, they necessary, they essential to maintain mental health awareness for the face of life challenges. Some ways to take and protect your mental health now. Number one, you need to build strong social support. Social support now the network of relationship and interpersonal connections when they provide person with emotional, social and physical assistance. Your social support and your support system, if it be your friend, if it be your family members, if it be spiritual leaders, if it be your colleagues, if it be your community resource. Community resources like primary health officer, social worker, or psychologist. Social support system fit guard against stress, so if you reduce feeling of loneliness and if it help to grow sense of belonging. Social support, they also provide opportunities for emotional expression and problem solving when they enhance coping skills. The second one we'll talk about now, developing healthy coping skills. Coping skills now the adaptive strategies and when person they use they manage stress, they regulate the emotion and navigate a situation when they challenging. Healthy coping mechanism like mindfulness, problem solving, seeking social support and to engage in physical activity, if it help you to maintain psychological well-being and build strength while they reduce the risk of mental health problem. Effective coping skills, they also help people to respond well to worry, to hardship. Yes. The third one are positive self-esteem and self-efficacy. Self-esteem now personal evaluation of their worth and capabilities, while self-efficacy relates to person belief say he gets ability to achieve goals and overcome challenges. High self-esteem and high self-efficacy, it serve as protective mental health factors, as it promotes confidence, it promotes optimism, it promotes sense of mastery. People with this self-esteem, so with positive self-esteem, they better equipped to cope with setback, negative obstacles, and maintain sense of agency for their life. So it will reduce how they take they open to mental health disorder. The third one we will talk about now, seeking mental health service. Yes, mental health resources include professional service like therapy, counseling, and psychiatric treatment, as well as community-based support and psychoeducational programs. If you seek mental health service, it will aid early intervention, early diagnosis, and treatment of mental health condition. One good place to start is to visit your general practitioner. The fourth and the last one we'll talk about now, imbibing health and healthy lifestyle habits. Healthy lifestyle habits fit contribute to good mental health for many, many ways. Good lifestyle habits, they help for the regulation of neurotransmitters, hormones, they aid brain function and they promote emotional stability and cognitive functioning. And it will also develop overall strength against anything when you feel stressed, you any obstacle when you face. Good lifestyle habits, they include to engage in regular physical activity, make you maintain balanced diets, make you sleep well, make you avoid harmful substances like nicotine and alcohol. The conclusion of the matter when I don't they talk since we say positive factors, they serve as vital guard, protective factors that they serve as a vital guard against the development of mental health problems, and they promote strength for the face of difficulty. If you cultivate strong social support network, if we develop healthy coping skills, if we grow positive self-esteem, and we use available mental health resources, and we build healthy lifestyle habits, it will boost person mental well-being, and it will even succeed. It will help them succeed with life challenges. If you like no more, this one where I tell you soon at the intro to, if you like no more, you won't understand where I carry come your domot. So you need to visit our website to www.criticalhealth.com. Don't forget to enter and bust out like this with Ogbonge Health Matter to win a critical health semi. Till I come your way next time, I remain your loyal get MOD radio when not get battery all the way from Critical Health.